Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Dramatic endings like the Packers' 27-24 victory over the Miami Dolphins are often preceded by a leap of faith.
Having watched Miami score on three straight possessions to start the second half and taking a 24-17 lead, Packers head coach Mike McCarthy took a leap of faith. On fourth and six of the Miami 12-yard line, he called for a field goal to cut the seven-point deficit to four with just over 4 minutes to go. McCarthy was banking on his beleaguered defense to get the ball back to give his offense one last chance to win the game. Nearing the two-minute warning, Dom Capers' troops rewarded that confidence with a third and nine stop, setting up the dramatics to follow. No timeouts, down four, four plays into the soon-to-be epic march. It was third and nine. Talk about a leap of faith. How about a leap by T.J. Lang on an Aaron Rodgers fumble to keep hope alive? Now it's 4th and 10 to the Miami 48. Rodgers finds Jordy Nelson for 18 yards and a must-make conversion with a minute to go. Five plays later, with time winding down, Rodgers faked the spike to stop the clock and instead hit rookie Davante Adams on this 12-yard pass play to the doorstep of victory. Now, 6 seconds to go, no margin for error, one last shot. To Andrew Corliss, and the Packers had literally pulled victory from the jaws of defeat.
Greatness in the NFL at quarterback is measured in the fourth quarter. On fourth down, in the red zone, with virtually no time left and the game hanging in the balance. That was Aaron Rodgers at his very best. Next up for the Packers, the Carolina Panthers in an NFC showdown at Lambeau Field on Sunday. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.